Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 153 of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography. Well, here we are in the springtime, a time when students graduate from school. And as longtime listeners to Camera Position know that I spent many years teaching full-time at the college level, teaching photography. And over that many years as a photo teacher, I was excited to see a lot of my students go on to really successful careers as photographers, just some amazingly successful people who have done some tremendous things, both in the sphere of commercial photography and fine art photography, and pretty much everything in between, portrait photographers and wedding photographers and fine art photographers, as I mentioned. And it was just so wonderful over the years to see them take off and fly. And I think of those students who I started to teach and now are graduating this spring from the program that I used to work in, and other students that I've taught over the years who have graduated from many different photography departments at colleges and universities, really all over the country. But what's interesting is that it was really other students that I got most excited about. And for those of you who are out there who are my former students who have been successful in the world of photography, bear with me for a second, because it's oftentimes been the other students, the students who did not go on to successful careers as photographers and used photography in some other way and had careers in a wide variety of things that weren't photo-related. And what was really cool was that I established or helped these students establish a lifelong connection to photography. And that lifelong connection to photography also helped them establish a better sense of how to see the world. The majority of my students, the vast majority of students that I taught photography to over the years, have started to see the world differently because they've looked at it through the lens of a camera. And that, for me, has been the real reward. The fact that photography allows people to notice the details of the world. People who photograph see light and shape and color and texture differently from those who don't. It's a fact. Everything around you looks different when you see the world as a photographer. And once you start noticing the details of the world, you start to see how much there is around you. And it's really as if the world opens up, regardless of where you are or what's around you. The world starts to change because of the way you're seeing it. You could be on a tropical island, or you could be in the middle of an urban environment. And regardless of where you are, the world looks different. A particularly beautiful patch of light or a juxtaposition of shapes or colors gives the photographer some jolt of joy. And of course, a photographer has a more complete and a more personal record of their lives than people who don't photograph. And I'm always delighted when I see photographs of photographers' children. Photographs of photographers' children are so much more real, so much more true to the nature of the child when the photographer is also the parent. And I always really am interested in comparing those photographs of children made by professional studio photographers who don't know those kids at all, not to take away from those studio photographers, but the parent photographer knows that child so much better. And for those who don't have children, everything from their vacations to their workplaces to their homes and their families, man, photographers just have a record of who they are, where they've been, where they're from, and what they've experienced that few others have. So regardless of your involvement in photography, whether you're working commercially, exhibiting locally or nationally or even internationally, or whether you're a passionate weekend shooter, you're using your camera to alter the way you interact with the world. And what I'd like to do with this episode of Camera Position is simply invite you to celebrate that. Celebrate the fact that the camera has changed your vision and the way you see and interpret the world. Your eyes, the two eyes that you have, are like no others. You see like no one else does, and those experiences of seeing and photographing and looking at your photographs and then seeing and photographing some more make all the difference in creating a life that is more fully lived. So celebrate your vision and celebrate the part that photography plays in the way you see. Thanks for being here, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography.